Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Perhaps you were there sometime this summer, seeing a sunrise over a serene lake. Can be a tremendous experience. A red ball of sun breaking over the horizon, blazing the lake into a shimmering flame of fire. And yet that's nothing. Nothing compared to the transcendent experience of the Lord breaking over the horizon, blazing this bush into flickering flames of fire. The Lord invites us to draw near these flickering flames and His divine revelation. 40 years before this event, Moses thought he was really something. He would be the champion of Israel. With his vision and leadership, he would unite and deliver Israel from bondage. How often do you and I face that temptation to think, "I'm really something. My vision, my agenda will determine not only what I should do, but what will work best for me and for the world. I will determine my way, my truth, my life." But when Moses followed his own vision and agenda, his life fell apart. Now he was a forgotten, broken old man in the wilderness. And yet, the few moments that he took to step aside and see that burning bush changed him. Changed his life. No. Gave him life. Life in the service of the Lord. We are called with him to bow before this burning bush and take our sandals off our feet, for we are on holy ground. For our feet have walked in paths of our own making. We've even dared to make ourselves our own God, determining what my way, my truth, my life is to be. We deserve to be burnt to ashes. And yet the Lord did not send this fire to this bush in order to burn Moses nor us to ashes. He sent it to give His way, His truth, His life. It's in connection with such a divine revelation that we see the final measure of all men. For there is no sense and significance in this sinful and cursed world until we draw near those flickering fingers of fire leaping from the flaming bush at Mount Horeb. The fiery flames of divine revelation. Kneeling before those flickering flames, we hear Moses ask, "Who am I?" He had learned something during those 40 years in the wilderness, that he was nothing. And yet he hadn't learned enough. For he was still focused on himself. Who am I? His failures, his inabilities were his focus. The miracle right in front of him was not penetrating his cranium to shed light in the gray matter within. For what was happening in front of him? A thorn bush, so worthless that sheep won't even eat it, was the host and vehicle of the flaming fire of God's eternal word. A word that burns with the Holy Spirit and never burns up. And in the process, that scrubby bush was given a life, a sense and significance that it never had in itself. You and I are sinful, scrubby bushes. And we are given also life, a sense and significance by that revealed word of God that we could never have in ourselves. That word comes to review God's grace, and graciously God revealed to Moses that he was asking the wrong question. He had the wrong focus. It's not, who am I? But the Lord turns it around. I am your who. Everything you lack, everything that you are not, I am. And I will be with you every step of the way. Remember the prophecy that the Lord later gave through Moses? God will raise up a prophet like me from your midst. To him you shall listen. So God's raising up Moses to deliver his people is presented as a picture of Jesus being raised to deliver his people. And he's the prophet who always had the question right, who had his focus right. He's the one prophet that could stand up and declare, I am the Almighty God that created you and everything in the universe. I am the angel of the Lord who spoke to Moses from that burning bush. I am the eternal Word dwelling in the bosom of the Father. And yet when he came into this world as our representative, as the Son of Man, he did not come determining his own way, his own truth, his own agenda, but came submitting to his Father in all things. When the Father called him to come to save us, he did not respond by saying, who am I? Nor by saying, look who I am. But rather, by saying, Father, since you have called me, I will go. I will go, for you will prepare me. You will sustain me. And so he came into this world making himself nothing, born in a manger that every one of us could own him as our own, nailed to the cross, that every one of us might know his blood has paid the full payment for all your sins. They are forgiven. He would not use his powers to exalt himself, but throughout his ministry, submitted to his Father. You are my I am. Your word is my truth. Your promise is my life. And Jesus fulfilled all of this righteousness in order to give that righteousness to you and me, supplying God's own righteousness as ours. Whatever course Jesus leads you on, whatever country, whatever career, Jesus is calling you to live in his service, to follow him who is your way, your truth, and your life. And for that way, has given you the amazing promise no one else can. I am your who. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 355.